So this number four is very important. All external forms that is created by mind, they come in through perception, correct or not? It's only a mental image. How do you perceive it? Through your consciousness, understand? Mental image, where you have that image laterally inverted, then your brain has the understanding to make it upright. Yeah, based on physics, you know, huh? The light that goes in is inverted, then the brain make it upright. So this is what perception is. That's why do not be deluded by worldly perception. So all form that is created by mind, the mundane mind via perception, is just a mental image. It comes and it goes, hence it's impermanent, not so real and empty. To cling on to it is obviously a delusion, isn't it? Like I explained just now. Externally, already not so real, dependent originating, condition arising. Then how do you know that form? That form arises from perception, which is just an image. It's even more unreal. That's why when you understand all this, then you realize form is never a problem. It's just like thought. Thought is never a problem. Thought is like money, neither good or bad. It depends on the user. That's why to live life, you need thought. But you must have wisdom. The user of thought must have wisdom. That's why you act not according to memory. You act according to wisdom, following Noble Eightfold Path. That is the understanding. So now you understand why at that time I mentioned form is never a problem. If you know how to develop the mind to understand it so that we are not deluded or deceived by it, then the existential world is beautiful, wonderful. You understand? You can appreciate form. You can insight into phenomena, awaken to the universal characteristic. You can experience all of the pristine beauties and wonders of nature, which include all the beautiful form, the very unique, pristine natures arising. So everything that you come to perceive, if it is pristine, is meaningful, is beautiful, is really extraordinarily amazing. That's why when you look at nature, nature is so beautiful. Did you all saw or not when we started the six patriarch? That's what we did. Misty, like the Kuan Yin type of misty, the sensei. Breeze through all over. Then after that, as I start, the rain become more heavy and more heavy until we finish the Hatsuda. Okay. That is what nature is, understand? That's why when you have the understanding, the sensitivity, you will understand what is going on. So a lot of these things, if you have the sensitivity of that nature, you can comprehend many things. You can rejoice, you can appreciate. And there is one aspect of life which is the most beautiful. That's why phase three, Pativeda, is the most beautiful aspect of our life as a cultivator. That's why Bodhisattva keep on coming. Why? It is so wonderful. And the other word that we have to use is that path, that way is so rewarding, understand? The reward comes from the understanding to live life. When you understand life, you know how to live life. That is really rewarding. That's why the Heart Sutta also mentioned, when you realize true emptiness, zhen kong miao you, then life becomes wonderful. True emptiness is wonderful existence. That's why these teachings, they are there. So hopefully, with all this understanding, it will drive you with the faith, with the diligence, saddha and virya to go all out and never be heedless again. to understand this, to have the understanding of cultivator like Hui Ming, what did he say? Nothing else except Buddhahood. If your heart is not big enough, you can never progress. For him, he has that type of nature, yet he can't, he seek that one. But he knows that one is very difficult to realize. So cultivation need causes and conditions. Need what they call the window, the condition. When the window exists like now, you better go all out. Make aspiration, determination, affirmation, make vow. And plant the seed of Bodhi deep with faith and understanding. Then sincerely move. Once you do that, all your future coming taken care of. Just like I told the Form 4 guy, study hard for 1 year plus, your future all taken care. That is mundane. Eh? But this one, make affirmation on it, understand? Now? Make that determination with the faith and understanding. That plant the seed of Bodhi, that follow the Bodhisattva or the yellow cup. And determine to have all this right view, understanding, the essential Dhamma. So that life after life, they are with you. Then you won't get lost. Even non-sasana, you won't get lost. So this is what you need to understand. Okay, isn't it? One lifetime, even one complete lifetime also worthy. Not to say now, with this understanding, you determine maybe 1 year, 2 year, everything is already set. That's right. You look at Poche. When she go all out during the, what they call, MCO or the pandemic. Yet she strive on vivekunas and go all out, contemplated Maranatha-sati and go all out to cultivate this teaching. So this is something very, very encouraging for Kayanamita. She also doesn't understand much when she came the year 2017. Then like she said, initially when the sister asked him to come, he actually not really interested. Because Taiko home, like I said, understand? Because her family, everything, no problem. But later on, after attending for a while, she realized the beauty of this and the importance of this. Then somehow the condition arrived. She determined she must develop this. Then when she commit herself, waiting for the retreat, the pandemic come, cannot attend retreat. But blessing in disguise. Because after that, we had the Zoom, so we come back, everything fall into place. Then for 8 months, I explained this Heart Sutra. It was during that time she developed so much that she never really had time to go into this in such detail. And that time she attended the Zoom nonstop. Then she experienced so much transformation that she just followed. Be simple. Don't be complicated. Just listen to instruction and just find out, inquire and do. Like Poseng share, if she can do it, all Kayamita should be able to do. So don't have any doubt. Don't allow the mundane mind to come through the back door and tell you, ah, yeah, not for me, like I where can. You continue like that, then maybe next asana only got chance to meet again. Otherwise, there's no loss of your way. But whatever it is, for you all to have the causes and conditions to receive this teaching and to be here, you have your parami. But don't be complacent, please. You miss this window, it's going to take you very, very long. Okay. Like the opening statement of the Mahayana Sutta. Maybe 500 million eons, you can never meet a Samasamudra or receive such teaching. So this sharing is very useful, very beautiful, and hopefully it can give you faith and develop the virya or you are to determine strongly to go all out to make sure that you don't waste your precious window to have this capability to develop such understanding life after life, not only this life. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu.